Welcome to the Empowered Midlife, where we explore the transformative journey of embracing our true selves in midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T. Join me each week as we share insights, personal stories, and yes, practical tips to live our midlife unapologetically with authenticity and empowerment. Together, we'll uncover the joy of rediscovering purpose, tapping into your inner power, and embracing the changes that come with aging. If you're ready to redefine your midlife, reclaim your health, and live life fully, you know, fully empowered, guess what? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Empowered Midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T, and in today's episode, we're having a sister conversation about why you are feeling what you are feeling, sis. You know, the crying in the shower, the closet, or even crying in the car. You know, those mood swings, and yes, hiding in your car in the driveway. Does any of this sound familiar, or am I in this by myself? Okay, so if it sounds familiar to you, sis, you're in the right place. So let's be honest. The stress, the forgetfulness, the exhaustion, oh my God, the exhaustion, the emotional mood swings you're experiencing aren't signs of failure or craziness. They're just signs of overload and overwhelm, sis. Have you ever walked in a room and forgotten why you were there? Girl, I just did that last night, like for real. I walked into the kitchen and could not remember what I was walking in there for. My husband just looked up at me and shook his head and started laughing. I had to go all the way back to our bedroom and start the path over so I could remember what I needed in the kitchen. Yeah, am I the only one that's doing that? When was the last time you snapped at someone that you love and instantly felt guilty because of how you said what you said? When was the last time you were sitting in your car for 10 minutes just to catch your breath? Or even worse, to hide out from the people in the house? Am I the only one that's been doing that? Listen, you're not crazy. You're just carrying too much. And today, we're talking about managing midlife overwhelm, giving yourself grace, and we're going to talk about creating a new rhythm that honors who you are now. So let's talk about how we can begin to recognize the overload. Here are some things that I want you to become aware of, because the truth of the matter is when I started this whole midlife menopause journey, they were slow symptoms for me. I didn't just wake up one day and had these symptoms. They were slow coming. And I noticed that I began to feel differently, that the Tracy that I knew started showing up differently. I started having brain fog, like I couldn't remember my thoughts. I would be mid-sentence talking to someone, and then all of a sudden, I would completely forget what I was talking about, right? The brain fog, not being able to pull down the words to complete your thoughts, not being able to just be able to get the words out, you know how we do, in the right way. That's the brain fog. I was experiencing mood swings. Listen, I've never been a moody person, but I noticed that my moods were sad, that I was anxious, that I was depressed. I noticed that when things were going good, I couldn't find joy and happiness. I noticed that I loved my husband. I'm still madly in love with my husband, but I just didn't like him because I didn't like myself. I noticed that no matter how much I slept, I was exhausted. I'm not talking just tired. I'm talking the exhaustion that's too your bones. And no matter how much I laid around, no matter how much sleep, or shall I say sleep, I call myself getting, It just wasn't enough. I could not get enough sleep to give me the energy. I felt detached from people. I felt unmotivated. Like, I loved being a therapist. I love being a coach. I love being a speaker. But I was like, if one more person asked me one more thing, I'm going to lose my mind up in here, up in here. Y'all know how I was feeling? The truth is, you can't heal what you won't reveal. Let me say that one more time. You can't heal what you won't reveal. And so I had to come clean with myself. I had to reveal to some people what I was actually experiencing. And what I was actually experiencing was midlife menopause. It was the menopause. It was menopause. And nobody had that conversation with me. And so as I'm going through the mental fatigue and the physical fatigue, I felt like I was a failure. I felt like life was over. And I was just 50. And so I had to become more aware of how I was feeling. But not only did I have to become aware of how I was feeling, I had to share that with people so that I could get the help that I needed to get to be able to overcome the overwhelm. Here's the second thing I want you to remember. You've got to release unrealistic expectations. That's your relief, sis. You've got to release unrealistic expectations. That's actually your relief. Here's the thing. Cultural, family, and personal pressures push us all to do it all. Let me say that one more time. It pushes us all as women to give everybody else our all. But here's the truth. That strong Black woman myth that I've talked about time and time again, and that superwoman syndrome that y'all got with that S on your chest, listen, it's all a lie. It's all a myth. We have got to stop thinking that we have got to shoulder everybody else's issues on our shoulders. Everybody else is not our responsibility. The truth is, sis, we are our responsibility. And when we don't take care of ourselves, we can't expect other people to give us relief when we don't give ourselves relief first. Because it all starts with you. Here's a quote that I want you to remember. Just because you carried it well doesn't mean it wasn't heavy. Just because you carried it well, sis, in your 20s and your 30s, just because you carried it well in your 40s, doesn't mean it wasn't heavy. And eventually, because it is so heavy, you're going to wear out. So you need to learn how to let it go so that you can have the relief that you need. Matthew 11 and 28 says it this way. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? The Bible says, and I will give you rest. That's it, sis. Rest is your new luxury. Rest is your wealth. And when you don't have it, listen, you are running dry and bankrupt. Here's the third thing that I want you to remember. You've got to rebuild healthier rhythms in your life. You know how we have the rhythms and the routines in our lives? This is your reset. I want you to be aware. I want you to get relief. And the third thing here, I want you to reset by rebuilding healthier rhythms and routines. Sis, you've got to set boundaries, and you've got to set boundaries without feeling guilty. I know, I know, I know. I was guilty of this too. We all want to show up for people that we love. But here's the thing. You not having boundaries is going to wear you out. Saying yes to rest and no to chaos, that's what gives you relief. Yeah, you've got to choose peace over people. I did that whole 10 minutes time out, my daily spice. I actually talked about that today. And I talked about choosing peace over people. And you've got to be able to put in your mind that your peace comes from within. And I gave them the example of Jesus on the boat with the disciples and how the storm was around them up on the upper deck. And when they had done all they could do, they went in the lower deck to get Jesus because Jesus was asleep. He was at peace. But here's the thing. They woke him up out of his peaceful sleep to say, Jesus, there's a storm, and do you not care that we perish? But before he could deal with the storm, before he could deal with the disciples, Jesus had to deal with his own peace. So Jesus gathered himself, and when he spoke, he not only spoke to the peace without, meaning the disciples and the storm, he also spoke to the peace within. When he said, peace be still, Jesus was not only talking to the disciples and the storms, but he was talking to himself because the disciples had awakened him out of a peaceful sleep. So sis, you've got to remember that peace won't come from out here until you have peace in here. So the question is, why are you crying? Why are you snapping? And why are you sitting in the driveway? Because you need peace within first. Say yes to your rest and no to your chaos. Building in sacred times for you, just for you, not for you and the kids, not for you and your husband or your boo or your bae. I'm talking just for you is so important. And I don't mean one day out of seven. I don't even mean 2 days out of seven, sis. I mean daily if you can. Listen, you give everything to everybody else 7 days a week. You can give a little bit to yourself those 7 days a week. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. How much are you actually giving to yourself? Here's another thing I want you to think about. I want you to embrace help. I know. Listen, I don't talk to y'all before I talk to myself. I know how hard it can be to ask for help. I know how difficult it is in your mind to even process the thought of asking other people to help you. But here's the thing, your shoulders are only so wide, sis. And in this stage of your life, you've got to learn how to delegate. And you've got to learn how to ask for what you need. You may need help mentally. You may need help spiritually. You may need help professionally. But here's the thing. You have not because you ask not. And before you ask, you got to be crystal clear on what you need. Here's the affirmation that I want to leave you with. I release the need to carry everything. I choose my peace, my pace, and my purpose. Think about that for a second. I release the need to carry everything. I choose my peace, peace over people. I choose my pace, how fast or how slow you choose to move. And I choose my purpose, how you're showing up in the world. You've got to empower yourself right now, not tomorrow, not next week. Your empowerment starts today. So I want you to think about these reflecting questions. Where am I feeling the heaviest right now? Think about that. Where in your life do you feel the heaviest right now? Is it with your children? Is it with your spouse? Maybe you feel the heaviest professionally. Maybe it's time for a career shift. The empowered reflection is for you to think about your life and where right now do you feel the need to lighten your load. Here's the second empowered reflection. What am I carrying that no longer belongs to me? Whose baggage do you need to give back to them? Oh, sis, you have carried it and you have carried it beautifully. But now it's time for you to give that person back their baggage. And here's the third empowered reflection question. What's the one thing I can put down this week to lighten my load. Remember, it really is all about you. I wore my t-shirt today that says, "It's the me mindset for me." Sis, you got a mindset to help everybody else, but what's your mindset to help you? You've got to have a me mindset, and that's not selfish. So that's all I have for you today in this podcast episode. I want you to be empowered to make decisions for yourself, to love on yourself, but more importantly, to choose peace for yourself. Here's the affirmation that I want to leave you with today. I'm no longer available for unnecessary burdens. I release the weight I was never meant to carry. I choose peace. I choose purpose. I choose power. And more importantly, I choose me in this season of my life. So if you like what you heard today, do me a favor. I want you to hit the subscribe button, but I also want you to share this episode. There's a sister that's sitting in her car that's crying. There's a sister who is, listen, she's running day in and day out for everybody else. There is a sister you know who's snapping up everybody like a turtle. And there's a sister you know who just has lost her joy for life. This is the episode that you need to share with her. She needs to know that she's got to choose her peace. She's got to be aware of who she is and what she's experiencing. She's got to release the unrealistic expectations so that she can get relief. But more importantly, guess what else she's got to do? She's got to hit a reset button by rebuilding healthier rhythms and routines in her life. So do me a favor, share this podcast episode with her and remind her of the amazing sister that she really is, just like you. So until the next episode, remember to live life empowered.